What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Cash All Podcast. You might be thinking, different song to start with. Are we in a new season of the podcast? Well, that is not the case. What I'm actually doing today is I'm trying out a new, it's actually been out a while, but a different platform to record this podcast episode, and that is Adobe Podcast. This thing has been in closed beta for about forever and a half. And a long time ago, I applied to try to be able to test it. And I don't think I ever really got officially accepted into it before it became into open beta. But I did get an email like maybe a week or two ago saying that I did have access to the podcast studio, to Adobe Podcast Studio. But as I look at the webpage, it says it's now available for everyone to try, but it's still in beta form. I very much like Adobe Audition and is what I usually record with this, but I thought I would give this thing a try because I know some people out there are wanting to start their own podcast and they're always thinking, what should I use to create a podcast? And I'll give you a little rundown to see if this is something that you would like to use. The first thing I probably need to tell you, warn you about, maybe it's a negative, maybe it's a pro, I don't know, but it is browser-based. So you do record this in your browser. It's not like an application that you download. You just literally search for Adobe Podcast and then you'll find it that way. And you probably do need to have an Adobe account, even though I think you can try this for free right now. I do have Adobe subscription. So I can access all of those kind of things. So either way, I would be able to use it. But I think you at least need to have a sign-in so you can use this feature in here. Now, there are some tools. There's kind of like three different sets of tools for this. I would say the first tool is the mic check. So you can record yourself talking, and then it will give you some ideas of how you should change the settings of your microphone to be able to get like the most effective recording that you can from it. That's pretty cool. You can also upload your recordings, and there is a enhanced speech filter, and they have an enhanced speech filter like outside of the podcast studio, but then there is also a filter in the app where you can do that too. And you can change like a little slider in there, how to enhance the speech to make it sound the way you want it to sound. The third part that I'll talk probably the most about is going to be the studio. And when you go to the site, it says now available. And then it says record, edit, and enhance in your browser. Once you get into the studio, you'll notice a few things up at the top. There is an option there where you can invite guests. I do like this feature because I feel when Adobe products first came out, they weren't very collaborative based. And since they have moved to the Creative Cloud, even though they have the subscription model, which I don't like and all that, they have incorporated things where you can share and get feedback and collaborate with people on different projects just to help with that creative process a little bit. You can invite your guests to record with you when you're on this. And the nice thing is it sends them a link to where they can join, and they do not have to have an Adobe Creative account to be a guest on your podcast. So if you're looking to make a podcast episode, have a guest who maybe is not in the same area as you, this would be an easy way to do that. You could still use Zoom or those type of things also, but this is just a nice feature. And again, browser-based, so the person you're working with doesn't have to have anything special downloaded either. Then there's a little download option at the top where you can download your episode when you're done. And then there's a share option if you want to share it other ways. So those are the first things that you'll notice when you get into this studio. Now, on the left-hand side, you'll notice there's a place where you can upload something. So if you have a clip you want to add or whatever, you can bring in something that you've already created on another platform with this. So that's pretty easy to use. There is some music options, as you can tell in here. I've used the lo-fi intro, high energy short is my audio file to start off the podcast episode. And then there are some transitions in there also that you can use. And then there's the outro or whatever you want to play at the very end. And they say that these are pre-edited, royalty-free music that you can use for your podcast without having to worry about getting into any trouble or anything like that. The bad thing is like they kind of have to play at the beginning. I tried to use the option where it says turn this into background music. You can like fade in and you can fade out and do those kind of things. But when I chose the option to make it background music, it just made it really quiet to where you really couldn't hear anything over the talking. So I think it's better just to have it in there at the beginning and do something like that. But maybe it works better with some of the other songs that are in there also. And they do have some other songs and music tracks that are, I think, meant to be something that's playing in the background through everything else. Underneath that, underneath the music options, you can put in a placeholder. So if you're working on a project with somebody and it's like, hey, here's the placeholder for this. This is where I want you to put your blurb in or your little sound segment so they would know where to go. And then there are some filters. And at this time, the only filters available are just the one where you are able to enhance the audio sound of the voice. So basically, you're building this almost like if you've ever used S'more or any kind of newsletter thing like that. It's like you bring in a song and it puts it in a block at the top, and then you just kind of add things underneath, and it just goes through one of those. You're like making a podcast out of blocks, if that at all makes sense. Then there's obviously the recording option. So this is what I'm doing here. You record, and then you hit stop. And then this does take a little bit of time. So even if you just record something and you make a mistake, which there's something you don't have to worry about stopping getting any erasing it. But I did this as just a creature of habit before. I made a mistake. I hit stop and it took a while to transcribe it before then I could erase that block out of there. Now, the cool, probably the best feature of this podcast that I like, that they do not have, they do have this in like Adobe Premiere, but they for video editing, but they don't have it for the podcast or for like the, they do have it for podcasts, but they don't have it for Audition. And that is like when I'm done, I click stop recording on that segment. The reason why it takes a while to put it on there is because it transcribes it. And so it gives you word for word what you're saying. Now, who cares about that? But the good part about it is if I look through there, I tend to use a lot of filler words like they are going out of style. Lots of us, ums, well, ah. I do that more when I'm working with my tutorials for YouTube videos than I do on my podcast, is most of the time I have something kind of an outline that's helping me go through and I'm not trying to do two things at the same time. I can just talk and pay more attention to what I'm saying in this setting. But if I go through there and there's something that I didn't like, or I'm thinking to myself, you know what? I want to remove that section in there. Why did I say that? That doesn't make any sense. I can highlight that text just like I'm editing a Word document. And then I can either press the garbage can button or push backspace on the keyboard. It removes it from my transcript, and then it removes that audio from the audio track. That is pretty awesome. And that is certainly something that they need to be adding to Adobe Audition. In addition to exporting this as an audio file, you can even share it as a template. That might be useful if you have one segment that you really like and you really like the order and how everything was put together there and you don't want to have to find all those bits and pieces to add in there again. Not something that I think with how easy it is to use this program that I would necessarily need a template as I would with Audition or some of the more complex programs, but it is kind of cool to see those time-saving features and to just be able to bring that in and not have to recreate the wheel each time that I create a new podcast episode. And there it is. My overall rundown of Adobe Podcasts. What do I rate it? I always use a 5-point scale. I would probably give it maybe like a 2 overall. There's not a ton of features, but the convenience of being able to record anywhere, having it give me the access to modify whatever kind of microphone I'm using to optimize its performance the best I can, you know, that's nice. I do like the inviting guests. And the best feature by far is being able to edit my podcast like a Word document if I want to. That's pretty awesome. But again, there's more features I'd want there. So what I'm really hoping for is that Adobe takes these best features and they put it into Adobe Audition or any other type of Adobe program that deals with different types of multimedia and make it, or maybe even bring it into Adobe Express also and just make that more powerful of a creation suite. But give it a chance. Try it out. I'd love to know what your thoughts are. And especially if anyone's just looking to try to make their own podcast and they don't want to take the time to have to learn some complicated software, I do think this is an amazing way to get started and do recommend it for anyone who's a beginner. And, you know, then you can kind of see also like how you could create your album art and using Adobe Express and some of those other free programs that they have available to kind of get you started working on, you know, that podcast that you're working on. I appreciate y'all taking the time to listen. You can always find me on social media at Code Peterson, whether it be Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, X, whatever. Find me in those different places. And then also you can check out my webpage, codepeterson.com. We'll catch you on our next episode of the Cash All Podcast.